It's official. States can now get waivers from the requirements of No Child Left Behind, the Bush-era education law. In exchange, the states have to come up with ways on the state level to boost student achievement and close gaps in performance on their own. Alaska and other states have long criticized the law, saying it doesn't give enough help to struggling schools and overtests students, takes a one-size-fits-all approach, and doesn't account for the uniqueness of places like rural Alaska. President Obama announced the change this morning in the White House East Room, surrounded by educators and students.
Our kids only get one shot at a decent education. They cannot afford to wait any longer. So given that Congress cannot act, I am acting. Starting today.
The White House has been pushing Congress to rewrite the nation's education law to update it and throw out some of the No Child Left Behind requirements, but legislation has not moved forward.
So starting today, we'll be giving states more flexibility to meet high standards. Keep in mind, the change we're making is not lowering standards. We're saying we're going to give you more flexibility to meet high standards. We're going to let states, schools, and teachers come up with innovative ways to give our children the skills they need to compete for the jobs of the future.
The White House says states, districts, and schools will have more flexibility to use federal funds in ways deemed most important at the local level, and rural districts will have additional flexibility. The new plan minimizes the power of No Child Left Behind to label a school as failing, and states will have more power to figure out how to improve low-performing schools. States will also be able to set their own goals to boost student achievement rather than hitting the current requirement of proficiency by 2014. To get this new flexibility, states must hit some requirements. They have to adopt standards in major subject areas to prepare kids for college or careers, including non-native English speakers and students with learning disabilities. They have to come up with a system to reward improving schools and high-achieving ones serving low-income students, and have a plan to intervene in the lowest-performing schools. And states will have to set guidelines for teacher and principal evaluation. The Parnell administration has been skittish about participating in Obama educational initiatives. They said earlier they would have to see details before saying if they will apply for the waivers. Alaska chose not to compete for an earlier program called Race to the Top twice.